I also think that basically Casals is a very simple person. He's a very simple man, he's very straightforward, and so is his music. His interpretation is based on the one simple prescription. It's got to be natural. Of course, what is natural for the one is not natural for the other, but it is fantastic to see how natural any kind of phrase comes out the way he conceives it. After he played a phrase naturally, then one has to say to oneself, of course, how else?
Well, I don't think by all means that he's a simple sort of peasant type person. I think we have to not think
of the word simple and peasant as being pejorative. Casals has a type of simplicity which many people, you know, would like to have, and many people work at getting in their music, so I think simplicity is a good thing.
It seems to me certain men of God, you know, if they hear the direct voice of God, try to go out and live their lives and live and work among people in that very direct kind of a way. It seems to me that that's how he works,
it's
you know, it's elemental things,
some
fundamental.
Some people approach music in a different way, in more analytical and intellectual. Of course, when they see a Casals rehearsal or hear a performance, they might tend to miss that.
He's definitely not French. Let's put it that way.
That's right. But I think, you know, if a lot of the things that might come about with some musicians by detail analysis and intellectuality sort of many times happen in his performance, simply, as I said, by instinct.
A different route. Yeah. I remember when we were doing the Mozart, the G minor symphony, the way he was approaching the development was to say, this man was suffering, he was suffering so, and he was writing this, and this is how he was arriving at his conclusions, really, by that route.
I think that we have to distinguish between intelligence and intellectuality.
Yes.
I think that he knows about 7 languages fluently. Yeah. To me, that's a sign of at least linguistic capability. We're emphasizing the emotional, intuitive, spontaneous aspect of Casals, but all of that means is that he doesn't need an a priori justification for anything he wants to do musically. He doesn't say, you know, everything relates back to the original germ motif of the piece or anything like that. It's just a question of how it sounds to him. But that doesn't mean that he's not smart or anything.
Of course, some people say that that's the way you arrive at the music,
yes,
by being
that's
very
right.
exact. You know, and knowing exactly what the ornaments are, you know, it's a valid approach in many ways, but he doesn't do that.
One thing I think we should make clear is that despite all his spontaneity, he is a perfectionist. We don't want to give the impression that he just says, do your own thing or let it all hang out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very natural for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can only be the result of this many years of thought about music and making music.
Oh, yes,
that's
definitely.
It, you know? Music like this can't be made by anybody of less years than he. That kind of fierce devotion to a certain thing makes your life burn brighter for a longer period of time. You know, I think that's what's kept him, you know, so vital through all these years, you know. That he's never given up on anything, that he's just as strong as he ever was, really, or stronger. Something quite extraordinary happens to our great old men of music and women.
That, we can see that very clear on Don Pablo's recordings also. The way he expressed the music, I mean, it is different from anybody else. And I think we are very lucky to have that example living today. We
yes,
are really
that's right.
very lucky.
Quite. To have someone who is living, you know, in the beginning
yes.
of this century
exactly.
and active, it can't help but have a magical effect on what he's doing now, the memory of all those things.
I think that music does something to the man. He loves music to that extent that the moment he starts to make music, he becomes alive. I think Casals is basically a very stubborn man. You know, and that's why he's 96 years old and still around. You know, you have to have a certain strength of belief, of character, of, I don't know, stubbornness. He's stubborn with nature, too.
Not notes, one after the other. He's a song. Very well. Now.